The idea that came behind it is at Carl Sammer College of Nursing, we're always looking for opportunities for nursing students to either be able to complete clinical hours at or observation. And with 205 this year, making the change to using licensed practical nurses in the schools, I'm the nursing instructor for the practical nursing program out here at Carl Sandburg College. So I contacted John Bradburn to set up a meeting to discuss how we could join in a partnership to have an observation clinical site for the practical nursing students out here at Carl Sandburg College that would let the practical nursing students be able to follow the student nurses at Galesburg 205 School District to learn what a school nurse responsibilities are, job duties, what they do, how they handle themselves. And so that's kind of where it all started. One, I also, before I came to Carl Sandburg College full-time, I had worked at 205 in the GAVC program.
Ah, okay. Is the job of a school nurse different than that of a regular nurse or in other areas like that?
Yeah, every nursing position, whether it's hospital nurse, long-term care nurse, hospice nurse, home health nurse, school nurse, we all going through school, we learn how to assess, we learn how to give medications, we learn how to do treatments. But when you're in each different field, your duties are a little bit different. So we want to be sure that our nursing students that are graduating from Carl Sandburg College, that we give them every possible opportunity we can so that they have a well-rounded, successful education.
Is this something that up till now was maybe kind of, I don't want to say lacking in the nursing program, but was it something that maybe they didn't get as much maybe hands-on experience as they might have otherwise?
We give them lots of clinical observations while they're here, whether it's in the practical nursing program or the associate degree program. This was just one observation that we didn't have. And, you know, it kind of helped when 205 went to using LPNs as school nurses of an opportunity that was able to develop.
What sorts of, in terms of an overall nursing sort of instructional course of study for these students, what other things aside from the school nurse aspect will they learn?
It would go with they learn about pediatrics, which are children. So when they're with the school nurse, they're going to be around that pediatric population, which is a little bit different as far as diseases and assessing them than what we do for an adult.
Okay. Have you found that there are students that are specifically interested in you know, being a school nurse or perhaps maybe more broadly, maybe more interested in one area of nursing than another?
The students that graduate here, they all have an area that they think they'd like to go into, try to get a job. But sometimes it takes nurses a little bit to find their niche. The other thing was two of my practical nursing graduates from June of this year are school nurses at Galesburg 205 School District.
Well, that worked out pretty well for them, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Is it, even though we've heard over the years about nursing shortages, how difficult is it to fill those positions? Is demand not meeting up with supply, for lack of a better term?
Part of with, you know, the nursing shortage they're talking about that's, you know, kind of occurring and going to be occurring because of people retiring. And the other thing on the other side of that is there's not a lot of nurse educators. So then nursing schools, if they don't have enough nurse educators, nursing instructors, then that's going to depend on how many they accept into their program, which we don't have that problem out here at Carl Sandburg College.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you're not putting out a number of nursing students, then that's also going to add to the shortage or the supply and demand that you were asking about.
Assuming the school board, the Galesburg School Board, approves this, which I would imagine would come next month, how soon will you be able to work this into the program, into classes?
The discussion was that we would work this into their clinical schedules beginning spring semester.
Okay.
Probably the middle of middle of March.
Okay. Stacy, anything else we might want to know about this that I haven't touched on here already?
Nope. I think we've touched on all of it. It's just basically, you know, we're looking for another avenue for our nursing students.
Absolutely. And if this gets more folks interested into the nursing program, all the better, right?
Yes.
There you go. Stacy Bainter, a nursing instructor with Carl Sandburg College, thanks so much for your time. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Stacy Bainter again on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll check Kim Komando and sports next on WGIL.